Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is March 27th, 2025, and here are our top stories. AI in daily life, AI for climate, AI in education, AI in science. AI in daily life. John Kino Jansen highlights how artificial intelligence can tackle some of the most tedious tasks in everyday life. He demonstrates the practical uses of AI in various areas. An AI browser handles online training sessions autonomously, text-based AI corrects transcripts, creates visualizations, and responds to complex inquiries. AI's application extends to performing unpleasant tasks, refining text, and even programming without prior coding skills. Jansen explores how AI might transform the workplace and the challenges that could arise from such changes. This example showcases AI's potential to ease daily responsibilities while also considering the broader implications for work environments. AI for climate. A new AI model, the Spectrum Transformer, is revolutionizing the real-time measurement of carbon dioxide levels in our atmosphere. Developed by researchers from Shanghai Jiao Tong University and the Institute of Atmospheric Physics, this ingenious solution leverages AI to swiftly analyze satellite data. Carbon dioxide is a major greenhouse gas impacting climate change, and accurate, timely monitoring is crucial for effective countermeasures. Traditional methods take minutes to process data, but the Spectrum Transformer accomplishes this in mere milliseconds. This advanced model significantly reduces computational costs while enhancing accuracy, providing nearly real-time data essential for climate policy and carbon cycle studies. The Spectrum Transformer advances climate research by combining AI with satellite technology, opening doors for better global carbon cycle understanding and climate change mitigation strategies. AI in education. Brisk, an AI edtech startup, has unveiled a new tool designed to assist teachers in spotting signs of student writing generated by AI models like ChatGPT. Backed by a fresh $15 million investment, Brisk is gaining momentum. The platform now offers around 40 tools for teachers and students through a Chrome extension, making use of generative AI and computer vision. This funding will help develop additional tools and expand to new platforms, including a Microsoft integration planned for autumn of 2025. Since its $5 million seed round in September 2024, Brisk's user base has grown fivefold, reaching over 2,000 schools across 100 countries. The funding is spearheaded by Bessemer Venture Partners, with support from Owl Ventures, South Park Commons, and Springbank Collective. AI in science. Ecologist Timothy Poizeau had a surprising experience when a review of his manuscript showed signs of being generated by ChatGPT. The document included the phrase, "Here is a revised version of your review with improved clarity and structure." This sparked a debate about the integrity of peer review. A study in Nature found that up to 17% of reviews for AI conference papers in the 2023-24 period had been significantly altered by language models. Moreover, nearly 1 in 5 researchers admitted to using AI for peer review assistance. In a notable incident in 2024, a paper in the Frontiers Journal contained bizarre AI-generated diagrams, including a deformed rat, which passed peer review undetected. Publishers are responding by setting guidelines. Elsevier banned generative AI outright, while others permit limited use with transparency. Despite reliance on human expertise, some scientists recognize benefits in AI-assisted reviews, suggesting a nuanced approach could enhance the process. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.